Here's the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of March, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Hass, born in San Francisco, 1941. The poet Howard Nemiroff, born in New York City, 1920, pilot in World War II, then a professor at Bennington College in Vermont, and later at Washington University in St. Louis. Howard Nemiroff, who said he liked to teach because he could do all of his explaining in class, and that allowed him to write poems with no explanations. And it's the birthday of the poet Richard Wilbur, born in New York City in 1921, was in the infantry in World War II, read Edgar Allan Poe in a foxhole, and wrote the poems that became his first book, The Beautiful Changes. And it's the birthday of the poet Robert Lowell, Boston, 1917, whose work established a new confessional style in American poetry, poems such as For the Union Dead, to speak of woe that is in marriage. As a young man, he left home in Boston, dropped out of Harvard, moved to Tennessee, pitched a tent on the lawn of the poet Alan Tate, converted to Catholicism, married the novelist Jean Stafford. During World War II, he became a conscientious objector, spent 5 months in a federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. Went back to Harvard, studied with John Crow Ransom, wrote the poems that made up his first two collections, and won the Pulitzer Prize at the age of 30. And it was about that time he was hospitalized for mental illness for the first time, what would be the first of many, many times. He was bipolar. He had manic depressive disorder. He himself referred to his mania as pathological enthusiasm, described a manic episode as a magical orange grove in a nightmare. He was in and out of psychiatric hospitals throughout his adult life, frequented McLean's psychiatric ward in Boston, where Anne Sexton and Sylvia Plath, two of his students, also went. Stories about his psychiatric episodes were famous around Harvard. Robert Lowell wandering around Harvard Square without a coat in the middle of January, shivering and wild-eyed and incoherent. And after his episodes, when he had regained his sanity, Lowell was inevitably embarrassed and wrote long letters of apology to people. But his disease was also his material, especially in the poems for his collection Life Studies, which came out in 1960. He was married to three writers, Jean Stafford, Elizabeth Hardwick, and then Lady Caroline Blackwood, with whom he moved to England for the last decade of his life. He was separated from her and in a taxi from JFK into New York City to visit his second ex-wife when he had a heart attack and died at the age of 60. Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace, Gone. The sorrow one feels after the loss of a father, a daughter, a wife, is so intense. It takes up residence in the soul's house, shares its pain with a dailiness that can seem unbearable as you go through the mundane acts that keep you human, the little rituals that keep complete numbness at bay. God knows you wish you hadn't had to take in this unwelcome boarder, wish you could send him away and gain back your composure. And then the sorrow goes. A poem by Ronald Wallace, Gone, from For a Limited Time Only, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.